What is it like to be an empath and connect to you? That I have never been asked, so I am volunteering the answer, what it feels like to intentionally connect to someone through their picture, so I can measure stuff about them. I get to be paid the big bucks because connecting to most anyone is like going under the knife without anesthesia. It hurts. It's jarring. It is painful. And then, with some people, the pain doesn't go away. So first I am feeling my own feelings of being violated. And then I settle in, and breathe, until I start feeling the person's feelings. And that is the second phase of horrors. You see, most people have no inner harmony. They have disharmony. The different energies pull into different directions. So no wonder they don't have inner peace. First I ask to see their attitude about getting my answer. That attitude is their attitude for getting advice, feedback, maybe even being taught. Most are afraid. Many are already resentful. Cynical. Vengeful. You know how you are. And then I calm myself down again, and start asking the 44 to 45 questions of the starting point measurements. Just so you know, people, Homo sapiens is ugly inside. Torn. Edgy. Angry. Resentful. Self-righteous without any rhyme and reason to be so high and mighty. Your desire may be very high. And desire feels like a demanding high pressure that will allow you no peace, no rest, no growth, no love, no joy. What question has the most painful answer? I think number 25, where I measure to what degree you are inspirable and inspired. The numbers indicate the activity level of the spirit inside you. I have been saying, the spirit is dying, dead, whatever. But when I actually look and feel, I see that you forcefully suppress, oppress, keep the spirit under your control, preventing it from guiding you, inspiring you, uplift you, because, yeah, why the heck would you do that? When the spirit has freedom inside, you cannot be a bad person. You cannot judge, steal, covet, oppress, or even be lazy. So you treat it as the enemy. And it is. In a way. It is the enemy of the evil inclination. But when you manage to mute the spirit, you can do whatever you want, and won't feel the stirring of conscience. Conscience and the spirit, although they are not the same, they are animated similarly, they are on the side of life. While you want to be on the side of death. Desire to receive for the self alone. To the degree that you are. My heart health measure is 1% and there is nothing that can make it better. Says Source. So I am making some decisions about my stuff. The question is it on the side of life to have something thrown in the trash? Or is it better to give it away, even though it is work for me? You hear the question. It is a guidance I am giving you, how to decide to be on the side of life, or on the side of death. I could add a measure to the starting point measurements, measuring to what degree you are on the side of death. Your actions. My students range from 10% to 100% in that measure. The less you are on the side of death, the more you are able and willing to take guidance, raise your vibration, raise your consciousness, and climb the tree of life. The more joy you can experience, the more you can be inspired. And the less stuff will bother you. The question is, what can you do if you find yourself on the side of death? And that number is high? The answer is simple. Simple doesn't mean easy. But it is simple, easy to understand, and obvious. You need to, gradually, give up being concerned about yourself. So, you need to give up being concerned about being right, especially about making anyone or anything wrong. You can assess people, but keep the judgment out of the picture. Or you need to give up being concerned about winning. About being free, about anything really. When you are concerned with anything, you are always on the side of death. To the degree that you are running a racket. The racket is a construct that helps you detect what self-concerns are putting you on the side of death. 11 main moves have been identified. Looking good. Avoiding looking bad. Being right. Making something or someone wrong. Winning. Avoid losing. Dominate. Avoid domination. Justify, explain. Invalidate another. Avoid being responsible. The more of these you have, the more of the time, the more you are on the side of death. So, to learn more about the racket, you can buy the recording of an older workshop. Or if you prefer, sign up to a new one. Early bird special, $20 for the session. I'll raise the price every 3 days. The workshop will be on May 21st, Saturday, at 11 a.m. EDT. This is the kind of knowledge that is power, by the way. Because once you know it, you can allow consciousness to manage you. To spend less time running the racket. And have more energy and time to live. Work, have fun. because the two sides are incompatible. You cannot run a racket and be joyful. You cannot run a racket and even hear what anyone says, read a book, or do your work. The racket overpowers and take you out of anything you wanted to do. The racket is the death machine. Come and get the knowledge you need.